Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
I'm so pleased to say that as part of Lifeline's 50th anniversary, we've got a chance to talk with one of those golden original volunteer counsellors for Lifeline, Judith Finow. She served in this role from those very early days, 1963, 50 years ago, to 64. She was one of the very first volunteers trained, as Keith just mentioned, and she joins us now from her home in Brisbane. Judith, welcome to Open House.
Thank you very much, Lee.
It's great to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us. How was it that you became one of that first group of volunteers, Judith?
Well, at that time, I was working at the Central Methodist Mission head office in Carfaray Street. And then when the training started, we were encouraged, if we felt like it, to join in the training, which I did. It just sort of went on from there, and I just had a feeling that, you know, maybe I could help somebody, and that's why I did it.
How did you feel when you first started taking calls, Judith?
Very nervous. Yes. I remember the first night I was pretty nervous, and I'm very thankful to say that I didn't have a caller who was going to commit suicide. In fact, I only had a couple, and one of them hung up on me before I could sort of really find out discreetly where he or she was. And the other one, I had to activate the trouble team to go out. And if I remember rightly, they got to the phone booth, which the person was calling from a public telephone, and they were able to bring that person into the centre.
How did that make you feel, that quite literally, Lifeline has saved a life that night?
Yes, yes. And at that time, there were so many troubled people, particularly around that area of Darlinghurst. If we could help somebody to have a good life, put them on the pathway to something more positive, it was a good feeling.
Apart from those suicide calls, what was the range of calls you received?
Some people just wanted to ring up, and I think I started about 11 o'clock and went through 8 hours to the morning. And a lot of people in the early hours, I think they'd come home, they lived alone, and they knew the centre was there, and they'd ring up just to have a chat.
And that was just fine?
Yes, yeah. Yes. I mean, I've been on my own since my husband died, and I really know how that feels, that if you have a phone call, it's great to have somebody to chat to on the other end.
Yes. Why would you say you gave of yourself like that for those couple of years, right from the very first days of Lifeline, Judith?
I think at that point I was single. I'd met my husband, but we hadn't started to go out together until after the opening of the Lifeline Centre. That's why this date's quite significant, because we actually had our first date on that day. But I think I was looking for something. In fact, at that time, I was thinking of perhaps studying for the Deaconess Order. And this was sort of an extension of my job or vocation at the mission. And I was also involved with the youth at the mission. And I think this was just an extension of something that I felt that I could give back to the community. Growing up a Methodist, I started Sunday school when I was 2 years of age. That's a long time ago. I've always volunteered, even after we came to Brisbane. I had a couple of volunteer jobs up here when my husband was still working. So I think volunteering and serving, giving something back to the community, has sort of been in my blood right from the start.
So how are you feeling about this, the 50th anniversary of such an important and literally life-saving institution, and your part in it, Judith?
When Alan Walker had this vision, I don't think he anticipated it would go as far as it did. Mm. I mean, it's, 19 countries? The training we had too involved Professor Howard Kleinbell from the School of Theology in Claremont, California, and he was a great influence, and I think it was his influence that began the movement in the United States. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I think, you know, I hope it never dies, and I think, you know, it's not just the counselling at the moment. I mean, it's so many aspects of Lifeline,
yes,
right throughout the world, that are helping people every day.
Well, congratulations on your part in this wonderful history of a significant Australian
institution.
Well,
I feel very humbled. I feel honoured that you called me and asked me to participate in this, and I wish Keith and everyone every blessing, for I'll be thinking of everyone.
Judith, thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Thanks very much, Lee.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.